Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Order, order. I call this meeting of the superheroes to order. As some of you have heard, there is a rumor going around that a new superhero is coming to Earth. They say that he is coming to save the world, and that he receives his powers from the big G-O-D.
I've heard the same thing. What does this mean? We save the Earth. We have been here for years. What does this guy think he's doing?
Do we even know who this man or woman is? Doesn't he know that saving people is our job?
I've heard this G-O-D guy means real business. Apparently, he has a connection with all of us. He says that he loves the world so much that he's going to give us his son. This new superhero is here to save the world from the villain named Sin.
Who is this? I don't know this evil villain, Sin. Is he one of your arch nemesis, Supergirl?
No, I don't know him, but I do know that I could take him down and probably better than this new guy.
Okay, let's calm down, everyone. We don't know if this guy is going to take our jobs. He might be here to help us as well as the rest of the Earth.
Well, I don't need any help. I crushed a bad guy last week with my superhuman strength.
Whoa, slow down. Let's focus on the new guy. We can share our glory stories later.
Do we know when this new guy is supposed to show up?
I've heard as early as Christmas Day. That's tomorrow.
No way. Christmas can't be tomorrow. Is it really Christmas Eve?
It is. This means we have to act fast. We have to find this new hero, learn what his weaknesses are, and find out his enemies. Ugh. What if he's a sidekick? We have so much to do.
Let's go. We should be looking right now.
I am so tired. We need to find a place to sit and rest for tonight. I cannot walk.
Only a little bit farther. I'm sorry that every inn was full. I didn't know it would be so busy with this census going on.
Can we find a place to sit and rest? It is hard work becoming the mother of God's son.
Yes, I know. Look, I see a bench. Let's sit down there.
The baby will be here soon. We are to call him Jesus, remember? The angel said, "Do not be frightened, for this means that God will always be with me."
Why can't we find him? The superhero should know how to disguise himself, or maybe he is in disguise.
I have turned over everything, and he's sure isn't hiding under anything.
I'm tired of looking. Maybe he has a weakness like kryptonite or something. We could ask around.
We don't know any of that stuff yet. Maybe these fine people have heard something about him. Let's go ask.
Excuse me, but do you know of a new superhero?
A new superhero? No. Joseph, have you?
No way. Wait, are you really the Incredible Hulk? Oh my goodness, Batgirl and Batman and Captain America and Wonder Woman and...
Get a hold of yourself. No, we haven't. Do you know of a place where we could stay? Apparently, all the inns are full.
I know a man down the road who has a nice stable. You could ask him if he knows of a place.
Wow, you guys are my heroes. You save the world like every day. And you're here right now?
Yeah, we know. We are pretty powerful.
Oh my. Miss, are you pregnant?
Yes, the baby will be here any day now. It might even be tonight.
Oh, there is nothing better than a baby. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl? What are you going to name them?
It is a boy, and his name shall be Jesus.
That's perfect.
Oh, I hope we run into you again. I would love to hold your baby.
Me too. I love to rock babies to sleep.
We could babysit for you.
Yes, that would be nice. I am sure I will need all the help.
You and you and you would all come see us again. Oh, wow. You guys are famous.
Joseph, I am ready to walk again. We should give that man with the stable a try. Good luck with your search for your new superhero.
Yes. Yes, best of luck. Hope to see you again.
Let's keep moving. We need to look elsewhere, it seems.
This job is so boring.
You shouldn't complain. It's not really a hard job as long as no wolves come along.
Ha, but seriously, this job is boring. Nothing exciting ever happens. We just get to watch over my flocks by night and shovel sheep poop. Gross.
Oh, come on. It isn't that bad. It's a clear night tonight for Christmas Eve. You can just stare out into the black sky full of stars and really appreciate the wonder that God created.
I suppose that is true.
Hey, I did hear something the other day in town. I heard that God is sending his son to save us from our sin.
That would be exciting if it really happens. Whoa, you are right, shepherd friend. I can't believe this. Being a shepherd is pretty exciting after all.
Who are they? Get your staff. Defend yourselves. This is crazy.
Do not be afraid. We are the angels from God. We bring you good news.
Oh, wow. You are all so bright and shiny.
We are glowing with the light of God. We come to tell you that Jesus, the Son of God, is born. Rejoice. Emmanuel, the Savior of the universe, was born tonight here in Bethlehem.
Oh my goodness, are you serious? How exciting. Exciting. Where is he? Can we go see him?
Yes, please do. Follow his star by night.
What does this mean? Why is this baby such a big deal?
God sent his son, Jesus, so that we could be forgiven of our sins. When we make bad choices, we are sinning against God. When we sin, we are moving away from God. God loves us so much that he is willing to send his son to us so that even when we do sin, we are forgiven. It's called grace. Isn't that great?
Wow, God's love is amazing.
I still don't understand how sending a baby is going to help, though. How is he going to stop me from sinning?
Jesus is coming to help us build a relationship with God. He can be the way for us to see God and know that he loves us no matter how far we try to move away from God. Jesus will be there to remind us that God will never give up on us.
You should hurry now. Get to this table to visit baby Jesus. Follow the brightest star. It will guide your way. We must go now to keep the shining, sharing the good news of Christmas morning.
Excuse me, fine shepherds. Have you heard anything about a new superhero that is coming to save the earth?
We have been looking for him all day and most of the night. We're tired. We're scared he's going to take our jobs. We need to find him and talk to him right away.
Whoa, wait a minute. First angels appear, now superheroes? Maybe this job isn't so boring after all.
You just never know what a night can bring.
I don't know anything about a new superhero, but did you hear that God's son was born tonight?
Wait, did you say God's son? That's our guy.
What? What? Whoa. Captain America, we're not looking for a baby. How could a baby save the world?
I don't fully understand it either, but that's what the choir of angels just told us.
Let's go see. I just want to see the super baby God person. Follow us, superheroes. We'll show you the way.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
I never knew a baby could be this wonderful. God has given us such a blessing.
All right, you superhero baby, stop right there. Nobody is taking my job.
Yeah, what she said.
Oh my goodness, settle down. Can't you see there? Can't you tell there's a baby sleeping?
Well, yeah, but he's going to take our jobs.
I didn't expect to see you guys again so soon. What are you talking about, saying this baby is going to take away your jobs?
Well, we heard that Jesus is the new superhero coming to town, and that he is going to save the whole world from an evil villain named Sin.
So now no one is going to need us anymore. We are worried we will not have any work to do for the rest of the time.
But this is a baby. I don't think we have anything to worry about. Babies can't be superheroes.
You're probably right. Phew, I was getting worried.
Is Jesus really just a baby? Let's be sure about this. Mary, is Jesus a superhero? Tell us the truth.
Well, right now he's just a baby, but God has great plans in store for him. He will grow up and save us from our own sin.
Hey, we heard all about that, what the angels were telling us.
The angels came to us and told us to not be afraid because Jesus, and that he will bring us grace. They told us to come find you here.
Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the one we've been waiting for, the one the prophet spoke of.
Hold on. I'm very worried now. Is Jesus going to take over my job or not?
Do we still get to go out and save people?
Of course you can still go save people. God sent his son, this baby, so that we can be saved from ourselves and the sins we do. Jesus reminds us of God and how we can share it with others.
That is very different from rescuing someone from a speeding car or a mad scientist or a creature from another planet.
So now when you save people from their problems of our everyday world, you can also tell them about Jesus' power and God's unending love for us.
Wow, I get it. I can do that. I will say, stop right there, mister. I will save you now, innocent citizens. But Jesus will save you with God's love for all eternity. I like it.
I am so glad you all came to see Jesus and that now you will spread God's love. No one is afraid or worried anymore. We will trust in God and his plan. This is a Merry Christmas.
You are right. Merry Christmas, everyone indeed. Let's sing in celebration.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring some right here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And now, a moment for mission.
Every month, Covenant designates the loose change in the offering plate to one mission partner. And this month, our designated mission partner is the Salvation Army. Here are the Jonas Brothers sharing about the Salvation Army's iconic red kettles.
We're the Jonas Brothers, and we're teaming up with the Salvation Army to love beyond the holidays.
When you drop a dollar in a red kettle or donate to the Salvation Army online, your money stays local to help families in your neighborhood during the holidays and long after.
So you can put a present under someone's tree today.
And a roof over someone's head tomorrow.
Brighten up the holiday.
And help hardworking families all year long.
The Salvation Army doesn't stop at the holidays. The money raised this season will help over 25 million people nationwide every day of the year.
We're proud to help the Salvation Army.
Love beyond the holidays.
The youth group is doing the Red Kettle bell ringing this coming Wednesday. They will be in two locations, at the Hy-Vee on Valley West Drive and the Hy-Vee on Grand near Valley Junction, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. It'll be a great time to make a grocery run and then come out and say hi to the youth group. You can put your coins in that red kettle, or you can put your coins right here in the offering plate.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.